A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest demanded an explanation of the apostles. "We gave you a formal warning," he said, "not to preach in this name. And what have you done? You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and seems determined to fix the guilt of this man's death on us." In reply, Peter and the apostles said, "Obedience to God comes before obedience to men. It was the God of our ancestors who raised up Jesus, but it was you who had him executed by hanging on a tree. By his own right hand, God has now raised him up to be leader and savior, to give repentance and forgiveness of sins through him to Israel. We are witnesses to all this. We and the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." They warned the apostles not to speak in the name of Jesus and released them. And so they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, glad to have had the honor of suffering humiliation for the sake of the name. The word of the Lord.
I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts but a moment, but his favor through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me. The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me, you have changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, I will thank you forever. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me.
A reading from the book of the Apocalypse. In my vision, I, John, heard the sound of an immense number of angels gathered round the throne, and the animals and the elders. There were 10,000 times 10,000 of them, and thousands upon thousands, shouting, "The Lamb that was sacrificed is worthy to be given power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing." Then I heard all the living things in creation, everything that lives in the air and on the ground and under the ground and in the sea, crying, "To the one who is sitting on the throne and to the Lamb be all praise, honor, glory and power forever and ever. And the four animals said, Amen. And the angels prostrated themselves to worship. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus showed himself to the disciples. It was by the Sea of Tiberias, and it happened like this. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two more of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. They replied, We'll come with you. And they went out and got into the boat, but caught nothing that night. It was light by now, and there stood Jesus on the shore, though the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus called out, Have you caught anything, friends? And when they answered no, he said, Throw out your net to starboard, and you'll find something. So they dropped the net, and there were so many fish that they could not haul it in. The disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. At these words, It is the Lord, Simon Peter jumped into the water. He had nothing wrapped around him but his cloak. The other disciples came on in the boat, towing the net and the fish they had just caught, about 100 yards from land. As soon as they came ashore, they saw that there was some bread there and a charcoal fire with fish cooking on it. Jesus said, Bring me some fish you have just caught. Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore, full of big fish, 153 of them. And in spite of there being so many, the net was not broken. And Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. None of the disciples were bold enough to ask, Who are you? They knew quite well it was the Lord. Jesus then stepped forward, took the bread, gave it to them, and the same with the fish. This was the third time Jesus had showed himself to the disciples after rising from the dead. After the meal, Jesus said to Simon, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do? He answered, Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. A second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He replied, Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said to him, Look after my sheep. Then he said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was upset that he asked him for a third time, Do you love me? And said, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. I tell you most solemnly, when you were young, you put on your own belt and walked where you liked. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will put the belt around you and take you where you would rather not go. In these words, he indicated the kind of death by which Peter would give glory to God. After this, he said, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. A long gospel, so a short sermon, you'll be pleased to know. Each moment of the day, we interact with things, we make choices. Things, of course, are easy to deal with. Things don't have emotions. There's no emotional engagement between yourself and the thing. We don't have to make eye contact with the thing, whatever it is. Could be a toy, could be the dishwasher, could be the washing machine. That is, unless you sit in front of the washing machine and have eye contact with the clothes going round and round and round. So when it comes to things, we can disengage at any time. We can walk away. Go and have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, a scone, and forget it entirely. But when it comes to people, it's different. It's a completely different story. Engaging with people usually takes time. We also don't anticipate how much time that takes. We have to slow down and go at their pace, or speed up and go at their pace. We have to listen, which means we must empty ourselves of our own agenda and be willing to be part of theirs. People require patience, tenderness, and our compassion. When we're dealing with tasks or things, we can get frustrated. We could throw something across the room. Hopefully it doesn't hit anyone. Otherwise you might be charged with assault. What does this have to do with a group of men on the Sea of Tiberias? Well, after the resurrection, all the astonishment of those hours, after Jesus breathed the Spirit on them and told them to forgive people's sins, it seems like the disciples start to go fishing. Very odd. But it's not surprising, because they were fishermen anyway. They were comfortable in what they were doing. But Jesus had made it pretty clear what he expected of them and of us. He demonstrated what discipleship is about: preaching, teaching, sharing the faith, healing. Because there's a big wide world out there that needs our help and our support. There's people waiting to be rescued. Are you the rescuer? There's really no time to waste. People around us are falling apart. We see it every day in our ordinary lives. Sometimes they just need a word of hope, a word of consolation, and your mercy. We can sympathize with the disciples, of course, it had been a challenging 3 years for them and an intensely traumatizing week. Fishing they could do with their eyes closed. So when Peter said, "Hey guys, let's go fishing," they all jumped at the chance to relax. And we know the story. They don't catch anything until Jesus shows up. And after another happy reunion with Peter, Jesus takes him to one side and reminds him what he originally signed up for. Jesus invited him not to fish for food for his belly, but to become a fisher of men. So now he has got to move from casting his net for fish into casting his net for the lost, the least and the last. People or things, you are all, and I'm as guilty of it as anyone, are tempted sometimes to push away maybe a person or a child or a co-worker that were people that get in the way of us getting our goal, finishing a job, finishing the ironing, doing the tea, getting ready to go out. And we all do it. We all need that space to finish our task. But the task that Jesus is asking us to do can't be pushed away. Because that big wide world out there is in need of a rescuer, one precious person at one time needs you. So that's the question to ask yourselves today. Are you going to leave and go fishing? Or are you going to leave and give help to those who need it?